Keith Foulter, Roy Goodyear and Clare, this is the Lock In Podcast, episode 15 for Tuesday, 9th of June, 2020. My name's Conor Muinichon. This show is brought to you by Black Knight and it's all about how we live now. How we live now is that we're into phase two of Ireland's reopening plan. Shops are open, but with social distancing restrictions in place. And large gatherings are still prohibited, which means no GAA, no Fláchiúil, no arts festivals, no music festivals. But there are alternatives. And especially where an event has a political or charitable cause associated with it, people are exploring those alternatives. My guest on the show today is Head of Events and Funding of Dublin Pride. Eddie McGuinness, welcome to the Lock In Podcast and happy Pride.
Happy Pride to you and everyone out there. And it's great to be asked on this momentous occasion here at Pride Month. June is always being known as Pride Month. So let's have a bit of fun and let's tell the world about Pride.
Eddie, before we talk about your arrangements and your alternative response to COVID-19, tell us first a little bit about Pride, about the history of Pride, about what Pride means, and what had you planned before all of this crisis happened? What had you in mind for 2020 Pride in Dublin?
A quick overview of Pride is the movement of Pride started in a way the early 60s and built up to what most people would know within the LGBT plus community, and that is Stonewall. And last year, 50 years of Stonewall, and today is my birthday, and today, in a way, Pride is another 51 years old, and I have the pleasure of being just slightly those couple of weeks older than the movement of Pride. From that element is a riot started, and that's in a way most people have to remember that, like everything what's going on in the current climate, from riots can come celebrations. Mm. And from 1969, from in New York and onwards. But in the early 70s, the movement of Pride got its name. It built up the parameters of what Pride needed to be. And as time went on, different issues. Most people would know that only in 93, we were decriminalized as homosexuality here in Ireland. And that was my first ever Pride, the week we were decriminalised. I was in my early 20s, and it was a great honour to be there at the first, in a way, proper Pride and the legalisation of what Pride. But Pride here in Ireland started in a movement in 83 after a gentleman, Declan Flynn, was murdered and set upon in Fairview Park here in Dublin. And within a couple of months, after an incident of the gentleman who bet him to death, kicked his life out of him, ended up getting off scot-free with a warning, basically. Mm. And the judge, if I'm correct in his terminology, said that they were cleaning up society. So that just shows you where we were as a society in the 80s and what being gay, being LGBT and part of that family, that we weren't even recognised or even in a way tolerated. But as the movement went on, within months, there was the first ever parade to Fairview Park. And in another way is then a few months later in June, as June month came along, where Pride has in a way sat for over 50 years now, we've now continued with the journey that Pride has taken ownership and in a way the celebration of the journey going forward. We have to realise is that there is over 70 plus countries in the world that still it is illegal to be homosexual. It is illegal to have any form of gender recognition of who and what you are. Mm. We also have to believe that over 17 to 18 countries, it's done. People have to realise that you can be killed for it. The government will kill you for being a homosexual, being a transgender person. And no matter what we do, that is society. And that is the legacy of the British Empire. That is the legacy of what it has in a way. But we can see that in the current climate where legacy has caught up with time and time is no longer taking the, basically no longer sitting there and going, no. We can't stop this. We have to stop this first and foremost. And that's where we are. And that's where, in a way, Pride has become a celebration of who we are, diversity within, our own community, from colour, creed, race, you name it, and no matter who you are. But I smile when I talk about Pride. Pride gives me a movement in myself and an emotion in myself. And I think that is crucial where Pride has come. And we have to remember, Pride is about who you are. And no matter if you're LGBT plus, you have to have pride in yourself to make that as fun part of it, even part of the GEA, even part of small communities, you have pride. And that's what we do. And we do a celebration in June about Pride.
It's worth putting into context for many people nowadays. It looks like, oh, it's a carnival, it's a parade, it's fun, it's colour and all of this. But it's important to put it in that serious context, as you have done. So fast forward to 2020, Eddie, you are one of the organisers of Dublin Pride. What were you planning to do this year?
We were planning the biggest Pride ever. As a development, typical me, for those who would know me, other than my rainbow suits and my sparkliness, I'm kind of a bit like my personality on a good day. I try and encourage, but what we wanted to do was encourage this year. We were actually on our way back to the Fairview Park to, in a way, take over and celebrate in Fairview Park with the biggest people-free event ever. And we had all that in store. We'd also, people have to realise, now Pride is, it's even bigger than St. Patrick's Day here in Dublin. And they, and in a way, St. Patrick's Day celebrates the green, white and gold. We celebrate the rainbow. And the rainbow does come down, and the pot of gold is the people of Ireland and those who come and celebrate with us. And we had in store, we were hoping, in a, not even hoping, we knew that we were going to easy top last year of over 100,000 people on this, in the parade and on the streets of Dublin.
But you can't, because we're still in lockdown, even though shops are opening, as I was saying. Big gatherings have been, no, there are major question marks around the events, the arts and all of those industries and what kind of a blow this is dealing towards them. It's a problem for yourselves as well. People are having virtual events. That's one of the approaches that you guys are taking this year. Can you tell us a bit about what you're doing?
What we're doing is not only that are we having virtual events, but we're, what we're trying to do is even one better. We're actually teaching ourselves what can we do different to actually get the message out there about people and actually the story of Pride. And this year we are have a 10-day festival between the 18th and the 28th of June. And we will start off in CHQ with a political debate. We always like politics here within the LGBT community. Why not? Let's get those voices out there. And around different subject matters, including COVID-19, how the community has responded to it or not responded to it, but also in a way is shine a light onto the political sphere. So we have that in CHQ on the 18th. Then we continue along because we do believe in mental health. And we have a series of workshops over that week around mental health. We also have a series of workshop. We have a what we call Sporting Pride. Sporting Pride will, in a way, what to call it, grab the aspects of what what the LGBT community have to do within the Pride, in the sporting community to really engage, because there isn't that many out LGBT members in sport. But we're lucky within the community itself, we have the likes of the Emerald Warriors, the Front Runners, the Dublin Devils and others around. And that is one thing we have to understand, that there is a diversity within the sporting community. It's up to other society. And last year, for the first time ever, the GAA marched in a Dublin Pride Parade, plus Machan an Fairme as well. It was the first time we've ever had a tractor in Pride Parade. But this year, we are big one, we're pulling out all guns. We are taking over the round room in the Mansion House to do our first part of the day, and that is our virtual Pride parade. So what we want, and I was talking with you before about this, we want people to look at what St. Patrick's Day did this year with encouraging people to do their own St. Patrick's Day parade. But what we want them to do, to have their own pride parade, and to have their own pride parade in their house, their home, on their streets. I'm loving to see someone to do it in their farmyard, being the good country boy that I am, and try and engage that and send it into us throughout the week. And we are going to show that. And of course, we're going to have a bit of fun and a bit of tongue in cheek. And myself and Paul Ryder, the ringmaster himself, will be there. And knowing Paul Ryder, his nice little bitchy side will probably come in, criticize you for what you're not or should be wearing on the day of Pride. So why not put that campness into it and have a bit of fun? And that's what we're going to be doing, to encourage people around. In a way, I feel that Pride this year, not only are we going to normally go to the streets around Ireland, because there is 20 plus Prides around Ireland, including the Home of Black Eyed in Carlow. Last year had their first ever Pride parade, and I was down at it, and I had the great pleasure of that. But you have everything from north, south, east, and west, from small prides to big prides. But Dublin, in a way, is the grandmaster, in a way, of what prides are. And we really had so much in store. But what we want people to do is be imaginative and send them into us.
It starts on the 18th. As I say, June is Pride Month, but Dublin Pride online events, etc., start on the 18th of June, Eddie. And all the information is at dublinpride.ie. If people are sending in submissions to you for the virtual parade, when do you want to get those by?
We are hoping to get as much in by the 18th, 20th of the month. We do have a little form so you can upload directly. Mm. Or during the time, if you don't have the time until Pride itself, we want people to send them to us. We'd be watching social media very much. So we're lucky our social media is Dublin Pride on all platforms. And by doing so, is we're going to be streaming out both on Facebook and also YouTube, and through our website at dublinpride.ie/live. And that's what we want to do going forward, is try and encourage people to send their information in. We get it up and we have a bit of fun. But not only that, we're going to create one of the biggest concerts this year here in Ireland online. And we have 20 plus artists, performers, drag queens. There has to be a drag queen somewhere. I'm no good in a frock myself and high heels. Definitely not. But I let the professionals do it, from the Victorias to the Panties to the Paul Ryders and all. They're the ones with the pizzazz and the charisma. So I let them get on with the drag for me. And in a way, we're going to have amazing performance. But that's coming live from the Round Room in the Mansion House and the George Bar and, of course, your home, because we have some surprises of some artists who are going to be sending in some video or messages from their homes as well.
When I was getting ready to talk to you today, I was just thinking this morning, Eddie, lockdown is difficult for everyone. Are there additional difficulties for LGBT people, perhaps young people in particular, who may have found community and support outside of their homes but may not yet have come out to their families?
As you just finished off, have not come out to their families, or their families don't understand who they are, or in a way like who they are. Mm. And it's like anything else at this moment in time, the increase of domestic abuse as well. Domestic abuse happens. That terminology isn't just between a couple, but domestic abuse is also between families and family members, both brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, as well as parents themselves and kids. So in a way, is imagine having to be, in a way, trapped in a home that your family doesn't recognize who either your gender or your sexuality or who you are. And that is very, very hard. And within this LGBT community, we do have a high rate of suicide within our community. And it is because of acceptance. The journey of coming out is a hard journey. I am not afraid to say is I am a survivor of suicide. And I've always spoken loudly and proudly that I got through those times and I'm here to actually help those. Unfortunately, there's lots around me, friends, an incident comes to mind, a very good friend of mine, Sean, who was an amazing young transgender man. And he took his own life not too long ago, a couple of years ago. And that still haunts me. No matter who we are around, we still need to reach out to those around us. No matter if you are LGBT plus or not, you have to look after your mental health. And in this current crisis, this is what we have been trying to do. And I've been talking to you as well about this, about fun initiative that we've been trying to do, bringing the rainbow to our community. And earlier this year, during this, we've now done, I think, 3 balcony bingos and window bingos in the Ivy Trust here in Dublin. And we've raised over 20,000 plus euros for PPE to the hospice, Harold's Cross Hospice, and suicide prevention. And we've another one in August. Now, I have to say, that is bringing the rainbow home, because I lived there and I never thought, in a way, it's like anything else, is you know yourself, is those mad outfits that you wear somewhere else, but walking home in those mad outfits. And I've done that sometimes on at Pride events in the wee hours of the morning. It's not as pretty. It might be pretty going out first thing in the morning, but by the time you're coming home, you're not that pretty sight at all. So that is how I always class. But it was great. Absolutely amazing. The community spirit was absolutely wonderful. Mm.
It's one of the most inspiring things. I think a lot of people will have seen this, and we'll include it in the video version of the podcast as well, Eddie. The site of Balcony Bingo there in the Ivy Trust apartments there, and wonderful idea. So fair play to you and to your neighbours, Eddie. Wonderful talking to you. Thanks very much indeed. The very best of luck with Dublin Pride 2020. Like everything else, it's a little bit different this year, but we're making the best of things.
With pleasure. And we always say happy Pride and Broad Form. Thank you very much. And we really do appreciate it. Look after each other. And of course, keep safe. No, we do love you all. Mwah.
Thanks very much. That's our special guest this week on the Lock In podcast. He's Eddie McGuinness. He's the manager of the Dublin Pride Festival. And that's it for another week. We're doing these podcasts weekly now. You can find out more about them at thelockin.ie. Will we keep doing them? Let us know. What do you think? Is everything going back to normal? Not quite. Not just yet. And even if it does, we might stick at it anyway, because we're stubborn that way. Anyway, good day and tach, then chachoin, marshin, slán, agus nacht.